Let's nail something today. Let's nail something necessary today. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. You know, Neville gave over 400 lectures that we know about. My guess is he spoke about this a lot more often than that. And these lectures, they were booked, they were planned, they were in lecture halls. They were on the East Coast, they were on the West Coast. Who knows where else they were? Who knows where else he was? But I noticed something. He kept nailing something. And he kept exploring something differently. For years, for decades. What a gift to us all. It's all there for you to explore too. And it's all there for me to explore me. And for you to explore you. Neville Goddard said, you came here for a divine purpose, and that purpose is to know imagination. You know, it's really cool. The more you know imagination, in other words, the more you know you, the more fun you get to have, as far as I can tell. Because you stop pushing what doesn't need pushed. And you stop being pushed by what can't possibly push you. Let's do the crass commercial. We're 2 minutes in. Join Remarkable.com. If you find what we say interesting, fascinating, or different, and you want to dance with us, join Remarkable.com. You can't imagine the fun. But I digress. Let's nail something. So when I was 12 years old, I didn't even have a belt. I mean a belt in Kenpo karate. And then when I joined a class, I was instantly a white belt. I had a rank just by showing up. And I remember one of my first questions when I was watching the advanced people, you know, from like yellow belt up, sparring. Why doesn't he just hit him? You need to hit him. God, that was... Let me do some math here. I'm not good at math. I'm 58. I was 12 then, 12, 13. So, 45 years ago. Almost 50 years of throwing punches and kicks and doing cool shit, right? Now, here's what's happened over that many years, that many decades. My understanding of a punch has changed several times. Not just how to punch, but when to punch. Not just when to punch, but when not to. Not just how to punch, and when not to. But there are different ways you can develop power and speed and timing with a punch. Yeah. So we get to nail something. Just hit him. So that's probably the number one piece of manifesting advice that will get you nowhere. Just imagine it. Just move. Just. Tattoo this into your brain. When someone says the word just, that means that they've left out a tremendous amount. We're watching a movie the other day. And one of the characters says, well, it was just sex. Right? You can take that in a lot of ways. Well, it was just sex. Right. You get there's a lot left out there. Meanwhile, I invite you to explore some more. You know, the stuff that you get, right, what you get to do, all that's the gravy. Exploring you, that's the meat. And you are where divinity and humanity meet. You were 100% human, 100% divine. And moment by moment, you get to explore the dance of you. Or you can deny it. That's always good fun. I will be happy once this happens. I will be happy when she is mine. Well, here's the news. Once she's yours, she's probably not going to do everything you want exactly when you want it. Best marriage ever, right? Victoria and I have been together 14 years. We've been married most of them. Almost all of them, actually. Wow. And I can tell you there has not been a single day where we have 100% agreed on everything. Verbally or with timing. Whatever. And what a yummy dance that makes. Not demanding her be mine. Not demanding that her do my bidding. Discovering the dance that we share. Because you get to lead, and if you lead something lovely, oh my God, those who appreciate the love that they are will dance with you. Neville Gutters says something like, you don't attract what you want, you attract what you're being. I find being freeing to be lovely. I find being lovely to be freeing. What if you were simply the expansion of the expression? That's showing up in Remarkable right now. Ponder that. What if you were simply the expansion of the expression and you came here to expand, to explore, and to invite, and to experience? Or you can struggle like shit. That's up to you. All right, so I already said joinremarkable.com. We'll give that and or another suggestion. After we invite you to do something, let's expand an experience, shall we? In other words, I want you to notice something and expand it and explore it just for fun. I want you to nail something by expanding, by exploring. As we go into the silence. Alrighty, ready? Some people hate me. Yeah. I'm guessing you don't, because you're listening to me. Well, some people hate that they hate me because I'm a marketer. Some people hate that I'm marketing. Some people hate when I market. Hey, guess what? Let's market up, shall we? Because do you hate McDonald's because they market? How about Pizza Hut, Kentucky Fried Chicken, or your favorite grocery store? How about SeaWorld? Or Disneyland, whatever's near or far from you. I discovered something years ago. I thought marketing was like punching. Just hit him. I discovered marketing is movement. Inviting someone to go where they haven't gone before. Reminds me of Star Trek. To boldly go where no man's gone before. What if you decided to boldly go where you haven't gone before? What if you decided to stretch to soar to discover? And you can do that with us, joinremarkable.com. It's a lot of fun. I had somebody say, well, what if I can't make it to all the group calls? Well, they're one Sunday a month, USA Sunday afternoons. They're my Monday mornings, pretty early for me. All right? Make it or don't make it, doesn't matter. All right? You got a private Facebook group. You got monthly group calls. You can get optional one-on-one calls if you want at a great rate. But here's the big thing. Don't be an argument against. And you're always an argument against whenever you simplify things too much. Just hit him. God, you know, don't you wish there were no marketers in the world? In other words, don't you wish nobody knew anything about what's cool out there? And you know I'm not a fan of Kentucky Fried Chicken or McDonald's or whatever. But I love when something comes into my awareness and intention that invites me to go, oh my God, I haven't tried that yet. Yum. Create a compelling life. Maybe we'll talk about that soon on the Neville Goddard Podcast. Dive deeper, soar higher. We already talked about Remarkable. If you just want to get some goodies and check us out deeper, because there's only so much I could do on a podcast, NevilleGoddardStore.com. All kind of good shit. NevilleGoddardStore.com. See ya.